Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, hi, and how are you? And welcome back into Gwen and Chris. 4:01 is the time. Chris Hello, Matt Scraby today on San Diego's number one sports talk station. Don't forget our apprentice, Nick DiNucci, in studio learning the ropes from Mr. Scraby. So
he's asking a lot of questions, which is good. He's writing down the answers, which is really good.
Yeah, it's all really good if you're giving him the correct answers to write down.
To our show, yes, I am. The rest of the shows, I don't know.
Yeah, but as long as you're giving him the correct stuff to write down, that is a very good thing for sure. Tony Gwynn Jr. is in Peoria, where the Padre game has been crazy today, Scrabe.
It really has.
Against the Oakland A's.
Padres
are still ahead 12-9 in the ninth inning. Tyler Wade hit a grand slam for the Padres today. Manny Machado had a big day for the Pods, 3-for-3 with a couple of RBIs. Jerickson Profar was also 3-for-3 with 4 RBIs, but had to leave the game with an apparent injury after he went down rounding first base.
I have some more information from our great listener, Stewie Sloan. He sent Profar.
Stewie, what's Stewie got?
Profar thing was not good looking. Ankle looked in a lot of pain. So
that's the last thing you want to do before you get on a plane. That's what I was just going to say. Yeah, that's the absolute last thing you want is an injured ankle when you get on a plane. Because we all know that your ankles blow up just on their own when they're on a plane.
Yes, they swell.
It's not
crazy.
A good thing. Yes, they do. And he's going to be on there for 13 and a half hours. Profar homered today, his first of the spring, and before leaving the game. Joe Musgrove started for the Padres. Joe pitched well.
He did.
So that was a good thing. 4 1/3 innings. He allowed 2 hits, 1 run, and struck out 5. But a tough day for Luis Patino. He gave up 4. Adrian Mutejon gave up 4 and 6 hits in just 2/3 of an inning. So it was not a good day for Adrian.
Nope.
A's have just scored another run in the ninth inning. It's now 12-10. So the Padres are going into their Korea trip off a wild game in spring training today. The Mountain West Conference men's basketball tournament underway today. Fresno State, the 9 seed, beat Wyoming, the 8 seed, 77-72. And Colorado State, the 7 seed, knocked off San Jose State, 72-62. Later on, New Mexico will take on Air Force. Of course, tomorrow the Aztecs play UNLV in the 4-5 game at 2:30 in the afternoon. You and I will be doing a radio show at that time tomorrow, Scred.
Are you going to be able to do the radio show without being crazy?
It's difficult for me to do without being crazy. You know, it's only the first game of the Mountain West Conference tournament, so this isn't like the Sweet 16.
Okay.
I should be able to maintain composure.
I would hope so.
Tomorrow.
I would hope so.
But if I were you, don't miss the show tomorrow, because I might get a little, you know, crazy. Somebody makes a bad call somewhere, you know, I might lose my cool.
It's also St. Patrick's Day.
It is St. Patrick's Day tomorrow.
Yeah, my lucky is turning 2. I would get so
lucky
sad.
Lucky is going to be, he's extra lucky on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Is that his birthday?
No, he's born anywhere between February 15th and March 30th, so I just chose St. Patrick's Day to make it easy.
Yeah, you can choose whatever day you want then.
Yeah, so he's going to be 2.
Not like he can tell you that you're wrong.
Well, you know, I don't want to give him an identity problem because what if I, you know, the astrology was all messed up on his birthday and then so he's identifying as an Aries and he's actually a Sagittarius or something? Nothing, huh? Nothing on
okay,
that.
You've absolutely lost me okay. on that crazy statement.
Okay.
Now, why don't you read the prize today for participating in our daily game show, Chris versus the Fans?
Well, you will be qualified for our grand prize, a two-night stay at Fontainebleau Las Vegas and dinner for two. Immerse yourself in timeless elegance at Fontainebleau Las Vegas, a luxury resort, gaming, and meeting destination. The legacy of Fontainebleau Las Vegas is built upon more than 70 years of sublime beauty, unparalleled service, and timeless design. Book now at FontainebleauLasVegas.com. Also, you will win a pair of tickets to see the SD Legion home opener against Rugby FC Los Angeles on Saturday, March 16th. Grab tickets now at SDLegion.com. Phone lines are lit, so here we go.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Wait, hold on, Chris. I made a mistake. Apparently, St. Patrick's Day is on Sunday. Wait. I thought St. Patrick's Day was March 14th.
You did?
I thought it was just
you
always March 14th.
I thought you just messed up your calendar.
Oh, no.
St. Patrick's Day has been on March 17th forever.
Oh, okay. Well, then Lucky's birthday is on March 17th. The reason Sunday. I got confused, we have a St. Patrick's Day work party tomorrow. That's why I just assumed it was St. Patrick's Day. I'm not a drinker anymore, so I don't really care when it falls on. I just thought we were having it on the same day. Wow. Okay.
No, March 17th is St. Patrick's Day. Are you aware of the date for Christmas?
I believe it's December 23rd.
That doesn't change either.
Oh.
Okay, perfect. You're good to go.
You know what? You know what?
What a disaster you are.
First, on the chat, I'm getting, yes, it's the 17th. I'm sorry, I don't drink anymore. If I was a drinker, I would definitely know this, okay? I was a green beer guy for a long time.
I don't drink at all, and I always knew when St. Patrick's Day was. So I don't think drinking or non-drinking should have anything to do with it. Just general life knowledge should get you through this one.
You know, one of the listeners told me over the weekend, or a couple weeks ago, actually, that whenever things go wrong for me, I can't blame someone fast enough, which is I blame the engineering staff for scheduling the St. Patrick's Day party on Thursday. So it's not my fault. It's their fault.
No, it'd never be your fault.
Okay.
All right. Did you explain the rules for today's
game? No, I'm just getting crushed on the chat for that. But oh, well. I made it right.
It's not the worst thing you've ever said. I mean, come on, it's a mistake that anybody could make.
Yes. All right, here we go. The rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first time let us know.
Well, yeah.
Let us know, and you'll get the first question for free today. One more thing about this St. Patrick's Day. Isn't it always on a weekday, I thought?
No. Ow. It's always on March 17th.
Swore. Oh, man. I'm way off. All right. Let's go to the phones.
I can't believe you're having this much trouble with this.
I can't either, Chris. Let's go to the phones. We're going to go to Ron in Mission Hills. Maybe. Ron, are you there?
I'm not a first-time player. I just wanted to say that.
Nice. Thank you very much for saying that, Ron. He is not a first-time player. But here we go. Question number one. All right. Let's see. Where is the Mountain West Basketball Tournament located?
Las Vegas. I wish it was going.
I wish I was kind of going too. Oh, I think those things are kind of fun. You got that one right,
yeah,
Ron?
It is a lot of fun.
Oh, question number two. What St. Louis Cardinals player had a decade-tying 8 All-Star selections in the 2010s?
A baseball
one more. Yeah, baseball player. St. Louis Cardinal player that had a decade-tying 8 All-Star selections of 2010s.
He's a catcher. The catcher.
Do you have a name?
Oh. No.
He says no. Chris?
Yes?
Do you know the answer?
Well, I was going to go with Albert Pujols until he said that. Now I'll change my mind and try Yadier Molina.
Dang it. Sorry, Ron. Yeah, Yadier Molina.
Sorry, Ron. Yeah, Yadier Molina. He only had 8?
He had 8 of the in the 2010s.
I know, but that means he didn't make it 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, when did he start his career? Let me see.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know his exact timeline.
He played a long time. A long time. Yeah, I'm looking real quick to see when he started his career. Well, he did start in 2004, so never mind. That is kind of crazy. Yeah, he didn't make it in 2016, and he didn't make it in 2019. Anyway.
Okay.
All right, let's go to our next contestant. This person just popped up on the line a few minutes ago. But since we're talking about St. Patrick, let's go to Patrick in San Diego. What's up, Patrick?
Yo, guys, what's happening?
Not too much. Did you know that St. Patrick's Day was always on March 17th?
I did. I mean, my name's Patrick Franklin, so, you know.
So you have to know. It's just, it's a law.
No,
right there.
No, Scraby. Right. Everybody knows that. You're not going to find any support on
no,
this.
No, Dan on the chat said St. Patrick's Day you always thought was October 12th. So there you go.
October 12th?
Yeah. He's joking. All right. Patrick, here we go. Question number one. Who is the only player to have started all 31 Aztecs men's basketball games this season?
Ladie.
Stay there, Patrick. Stay there.
I think Ladie did miss a game. Yeah. I'm going to go with Lamont Butler.
Sorry, Patrick.
Oh, sorry, St. Patrick.
Ladie, he missed a game. Was he sick?
Yeah. There was something that he missed one game. I don't remember.
I think
exactly
it was like an illness or something like that.
I recall that. Yeah.
All right. Let's go to our next contestant. Sorry about that, Patrick. Let's go to Eric. Eric, how are you?
Hey, how are we doing this afternoon, fellas?
Pretty good.
We're good, Eric.
Pretty good. Are you ready to go, Eric? Are you ready to play and beat Chris?
Yeah, let's hope Chris has no Vegas luck.
Oh.
Well, let's actually hope he has Vegas luck, because that usually means unluck.
Unlucky. Okay, that's I like you. I like the reverse. Sorry, I just clicked the button for no reason. I like the reverse psychology. Here we go, Eric. Question number one. Who did the Aztecs women's team defeat last night to make it to the championship?
Boise State.
Boise State is correct. Nice job. Oh, I know this, Eric. This is the playa, Eric. I know. You've won a couple times in the last few weeks, haven't you?
Correct.
Yes.
I try to do my research. I try to look at things and, you know, try to stay up to date now. I'm trying.
That's good. That's good. Thank you for trying.
Yeah, I've actually...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that Eric is so good, I'm going to go ahead and just leave the room for a while.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
That's how good this guy is.
All right. Go take out the trash in your room, Chris.
Well, I already did that, Scrabe. Okay, I already did that.
If you missed it, Chris has been piling trash in the corner of his room since Sunday, or Saturday, sorry. all right. Question number two. Before Miguel Cabrera completed the Triple Crown in 2012, which player was the last to do it in 1967?
Oh, this date's a little far back for me. 1967?
Yes, correct.
Chris already knows this answer, too. It's sitting right there for him.
Well, he was 50 years old in 1967. 1967. Do you have an answer?
Yeah, George Brett. I don't know. I can't
George
even come up with anything.
Brett. No problem. No problem, Eric. Stay right there. Let's see if Chris actually knows this one.
Yeah, Chris actually does know this one. It was the great Carl Yastrzemski for the Boston Red Sox. The magic season of 1967. They called it the impossible dream, Scraby.
Wow. That is correct.
Yeah. Sorry, Eric, but are still nonetheless a very, very good player, but not so much today.
I don't want to miss any news, but I don't know if someone on the chat is trying to fake me out. But they said the Padres acquired Dylan Cease. I find that very hard to believe. So we're going to have to look at this real quick because that would be massive.
You're right now?
Oh, my God. It is true, Chris. Jeff Passan. I'm making sure it's true. Jeff Passan, 1.1 million followers. It's him breaking. The San Diego Padres are finalizing a trade to acquire right-hander Dylan Cease from the Chicago White Sox. This is all looking
good. How
about that? Yeah, wow. I did not think this was going to happen.
Well, there you go. See, we've been all worried about the Padres doing something big before the season started, and guess what? They just did something big.
That's more than big. We don't have any information on this, but this is just
no details yet.
No, this was tweeted out 2 minutes ago by Jeff Passan.
Okay. Well, what everybody wants to know right now is who did the Padres have to get rid of to get Dylan Cease?
Yeah, they don't have that yet, but let me look and see if Kevin Acey has it yet, because if Jeff Passan has it, I'm sorry, we just kind of gave up on the game because this is pretty big news. Nothing from Acey, but we'll try to get...
All right, not yet. We'll have it. Just don't go anywhere. Yeah. We'll have it in moments. I'm sure as soon as it comes in, we'll have it for you, but... You know, I've been hearing his name bounding around here for the last 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously the Padres are going to, you know, go for a big hit here. Don't think, you know, I mean, Dylan Cease, now this is a guy that finished second in the Cy Young balloting 2 years ago.
Yes, 2 years ago.
But he was nowhere near that good last year.
No, he wasn't.
So they have to hope that he has to return to form a little bit, but... It's a definite legit starting pitcher to add to this rotation. I mean, you talk about having Darvish and Musgrove and now Dylan Cease. You've got three big dogs in this rotation. And, you know, that also, depending on who they had to trade, gives you a lot more depth underneath that. I mean, Michael King can go all the way to the number four spot now.
Yes.
And then you've got any number of guys that could be your number five guy. So...
I can't
believe. Let's just wait and see who they had to trade.
Yeah, that's true. All right, we will keep an eye on this. We'll try to get some more. I'm not believing it.
And then come back.
Oh my gosh!
You're still not believing it?
No, I believe it now because all of the real news sources are coming out. But this is pretty surprising. I didn't think that they were going to acquire anyone of this caliber. But let's take a break and let's try.
Yeah, let's sort it
actually,
out.
One
let's
thing,
sort it
Chris,
out a little bit.
One thing I want to thank Steven on X, who's watching us, who notified me to this. So thank you, Steven.
Thank you, Steven. We appreciate that. I mean, we're in the middle of our game, so we weren't checking the Twitter. You know, minute by minute there.
Game,
but
I think
that's
it's
good,
over.
Steve.
I'm
thank
sorry.
You very much. You think it's over?
Yeah, I mean.
Well, we'll decide. We'll figure it out. Everybody's online. Stay there. We can always take some more contestants in the next segment, or we'll talk more about Dylan Cease.
Okay. Sounds good.
If we have any more news, we'll pass it along to you. First, we'll check traffic. Don't go anywhere. Breaking story. Dylan Cease, now a Padre. Gwen and Chris, now taking a short timeout.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. We are back on Gwen and Chris. You know, you come for the entertainment, you stay for the breaking news. And we just had a big one come down no more than 3 minutes ago. If you're just tuning into the program, Chris Ello here in Las Vegas, Matt Scraby in the Odyssey Palace Studios in San Diego, and apparently coming to San Diego to join the Padres will be former White Sox right-hander Dylan Cease. Jeff Passan reported it first, but he only reported it no more than 4 or 5 minutes ago. Dennis Lynn from The Athletic has said that the Padres are indeed closing in on a trade for Dylan Cease. Multiple notable prospects expected to go back to the White Sox. And that is all we know. And, I mean, that's the first question you're going to have right now is who did we have to give up in order to get Dylan Cease? But
we won't know that yet. Until they make it official.
It could be in the next 10 minutes. It could be in the next couple of hours. But this is going to be very intriguing indeed to find out who the Padres had to give up. But what they got is a guy that, and you got the numbers there in front of you, Scraby. He had an unbelievable season in 2022 when he finished second in the American League Cy Young voting. But he wasn't as good last year. Got to be honest about that.
Yeah, he
did not have a great season last year. But give us some of the numbers, Scrape, from 2 years ago and then last year.
Sure. Another thing about him that I don't really like is that he's a Scott Boras guy, so that's going to be just pain down the road. But
He's
in his second year of arbitration this year. He's only making $8 million, according to SpotTrack. And then next year, he's got his last year. So they got 2 years of control over him. But last year, he started 33 games. 177 innings. He struck out 214. His ERA was 4.58. Gave up 90 earned runs, but he also had a pretty bad team that last year. The White Sox were hard to figure out. 2022, though.
Hard to gauge.
That's a better word. 32 games started in 2022. He gave up half the earned runs, only 45. Struck out 227 in an ERA of 2.2 with a whip of 1.109. So in the last three seasons, Chris, he has struck out over 200 batters in each of the last three.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's a strikeout, a wipeout pitcher for sure. And, you know, you talk about those strikeout numbers. Every year he has far more strikeouts than he has innings pitched. That 2.20 ERA from 2 years ago, to give you an idea how low that is, right?
Yeah.
It's like a half a run lower than Blake Snell's ERA was last year. That's how good Dylan Cease was 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah, he was very good.
So, I mean, he was practically unhittable 2 years ago. And you might recall, Scraby, that prior to the 2022 season, when you and I and Tony Gwynn Jr. were sitting around Peoria doing our preseason picks and predictions, I predicted that Dylan Cease would be the American League Central Cy Young Award winner that year. You remember that?
I do remember that, yeah. This is kind of the first time he got on the map.
I was on top of it. Yeah, right. I didn't really know who he was until, you know, a little bit before that 2022 season started, and I heard people talking about this guy, Dylan Cease, and he's going to be the next big thing. So, you know, I went out on it was a bit of a limb at the time. I said, oh, yeah, he'll be the Cy Young Award winner, and I think both you and Tony, but you for sure said, who is that? Like, I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, yeah.
And he ended up clearly being, you know, the division Cy Young Award winner that year. So, you know, this is a big-time arm that the Padres are getting. And as we discussed, I mean, you slot him in there with Darvish and Musgrove and Cease. You now have a big three for sure. And then the other thing is you've got, you know, Michael King in your four spot. So, you know, that's four guys that you feel very confident in. And when you're talking about the fifth spot, I mean, Matt Waldron, right? Johnny Brito, Randy Vasquez.
Yep.
You know, I'm probably leaving somebody out there. But, I mean, there's plenty of guys now that you could pick for that number five spot. And if any of those guys struggle, Pedro Avila was the other one. But you've got, you know, depth. You can go down to your minor leagues or wherever it is and bring somebody up who you can trust to pitch a couple of ball games for you. So, You know, to me, what A.J. Preller is doing here on this trade, first of all, let's be honest. A.J. Preller, no matter whatever happens, no matter if the Padres are spending a lot of money or if the Padres are spending less money or they're increasing their payroll or they're watching their wallet, A.J. Preller loves big, shiny objects.
Yes, he does.
He always has, he always does, and he always will. He loves big, shiny objects. And you know that it's been killing him this offseason to not be able to acquire a shiny object from anywhere. And
yeah.
I think that part of the, you know, part of that is the reason that a lot of Padre fans have been, you know, wondering what's going. They know, as we know, that A.J. Preller always has to have big name guys on his roster. I mean, this is a guy that you know, brought in Matt Kemp, Justin Upton, James Shields, you name it, he brought him in. Remember that year?
I do, yeah.
And it didn't work out.
No, it didn't.
And then they tore that down, and then they came back and brought in more shiny objects. And the Padres were never going to get Manny Machado, right?
Yeah.
There was no hope for them to get Manny Machado. A.J. Preller got Manny Machado. There was certainly no way they were going to get Juan Soto. A.J. Preller got Juan Soto. He loves big, shiny objects. And I think, you know, for him, he'll be able to sleep a little better at night. And, you know, to get Dylan Cease, he's trading to his strength. And, you know, so on the surface, I like that. It's hard to totally comment on this trade 100%.
I know, we don't know.
We don't know what they're giving up. But just reacting to what they're getting, they're taking a pitching staff that looked pretty good coming into the season, and they're making it a whole lot better.
All right, so let's do this then before we go to break. And I'm sorry to everyone who stayed on the line for the game, but I think now that we've found out this is real, the game has passed us by. But I will be giving away the Legion tickets in the 5 o'clock hour once Chris is heading towards the arena. So who do you think, Chris, is... we're not even considering Jackson Merrill as a part of this, right? Not even considering.
What, that he would be the guy that they traded?
Yes, I'm just saying it just to get it out of the way.
Get it out of the way.
Okay. Now,
he's not even a prospect anymore, right?
That's true, but he's still not a major leaguer. He technically is not a major leaguer. But anyway, I don't think he's going anywhere. Drew Thorpe is someone I'm seeing a lot around Twitter right now and X and different postings as someone that could possibly go back. I mean, that could be it, but he pitched really well yesterday, so he showcased himself well.
I don't want to even guess. I mean, it's really silly, right? We consider and say, well, I don't like that they're giving up Drew Thorpe. We don't know that they gave up Drew Thorpe. So let's just wait and see who the prospects are. Let's wait and see what the names are. It's fun in this Twitter age to guess, you know, Drew Thorpe has to be one of the guys going back. I don't know that the Padres would be in a big hurry to give up Drew Thorpe. So, you know, let's just wait and see who it is before we try and, you know, figure it out. I do know that Tony Gwynn Jr. Just sent you and I a text.
Oh, yeah, what did he say?
From Peoria.
Okay.
With his reaction. Do you want to know what his reaction was?
Yeah, I don't think he texted me, but go for it.
Well, I'm pretty sure I got it here.
Okay.
Oh, no, he didn't.
It was
somebody else.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Goodness.
It was somebody else. It popped up on my phone. It said LFGSD.
Oh, that was our fantasy baseball group that's all excited about
it. Oh, it's those guys
it.
Again. Yes. It's those yes. guys again.
Yes.
Busting in on my program.
I told Tony, though, I asked him if he had any reaction. He's going to try to get something back to us if he can before he gets on this plane to Korea.
All right. Well, we got to take a little break here. Sorry again about Chris versus the fans, but breaking news is breaking news. And it was important that we hit on that. And again, thanks to our loyal listeners out there for keeping tabs on things while we're in the middle of our game to
Absolutely.
Make sure that we were aware of the information.
That's huge.
We're going to have to say that today's Big Five is actually going to be stories 2 through 6. Because
yeah.
the big story of the day just happened.
Yes.
Dylan Cease is a Padre, but we'll find out what else is big in the world of sports when we come back. And if anything happens and we do find out who the prospects are going back, We'll let you know immediately as Gwen and Chris continues. All right, welcome back to the program. Casello. Matt Scraby in San Diego. I'm in Las Vegas. And if you're just tuning into the program and you're a Padre fan, this is the easiest line of the day, Scraby. You can now cease worrying about the Padres getting themselves a big name player.
I do like that.
It was so easy that it deserved a rim shot. Padres have acquired Dylan Cease from the Chicago White Sox. News that just came down no more than 10 minutes ago. And we appreciate you being tuned in so that you would be among the first to have that knowledge as we're able to pass it along to you. Dylan Cease, Jeff Passan reported it shortly after about, 4:13, Scraby, I would say.
It was actually 4:13, I believe he tweeted.
4:13 is the actual time.
Yes, one of those two.
But the Padres do have Dylan Cease now. The question that everybody wants to know, who did they have to get rid of in order to get Dylan Cease? And we don't know the answer to that.
We do not.
Everybody is guessing on Twitter who it might be. And that's just a waste of your time. So, you know, you go ahead and guess and have some fun. But let's just wait until we find out who it is. It's going to be prospects. Dennis Lynn reported that much. So I don't think you have to worry about Jackson Merrill going anywhere.
Yeah.
You may have to worry about somebody like a Drew Thorpe. You may have to worry about somebody like a Robbie Snelling. I'm not sure. I don't know. You can worry about whoever you want to worry about. But until we know who the Padres are giving up, it's a little difficult to rate this. But I will say this, Scraby, judging by the reaction that we're getting in the chat room and on our phones, my phone, your phone, everybody, people are pretty darn excited about this news here in San Diego. I mean, it's as if we've been waiting for something like this to happen.
Yes, it is. I mean, it's really, I didn't honestly think that we were going to see anything big happen until maybe middle of the season, just because of how things have been going, and it just didn't seem like it was looking like they were going to do something like that.
Well, you never can give up on A.J. Preller. You can't. I mean, he's always out there looking for the next big thing, and he's looking for a way to find the next big thing. And you can put some restraints on him, right?
Yes.
Don't let him spend as much money as he did last year, and he'll still figure out a way to get somebody and make a big, big, big splash. So, you know,
I think
this isn't the first time he's done this.
No. And I think we need to reset the fact that he is under control for the next two seasons. Because on the chat, I'm getting some people that are like, well, why would we trade some of the prospects and for this guy who's going to be gone in a couple years, or he's going to be doing the free agent thing in a couple years? Well, he is going to be on the team for 2024. He is going to be on the team in 2025. And then you can worry about it after that.
Well, I'm not going to worry about that. I'm going to enjoy what we've got right now. Apparently, the Texas Rangers were in the running along with the Padres to acquire Dylan Cease. This is according to a story that just came in The Athletic by Dennis Lynn. The Padres agreed to part with a steep package of young talent. And that is according to Major League sources who were briefed on the discussion. The return is not yet known, but the trade, first reported by ESPN's Jeff Passan, will amount to the latest stunning move by Padres president of baseball operations, A.J. Preller. So that is about as up to date as we can give you. Now, here's the only negative here. I have to go at the top of the hour.
Yes.
But the good news for all of you is Scraby's not going anywhere. He's going to be here from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock. He's also going to be here from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock with the Scraby Chronicles. And we are going to open up the phones to you Padre fans at 833-288-0973. So if you have any comments or any thoughts, or if you're excited or you're disappointed or you're frustrated or whatever it is, give us a call, and we'll be happy to chit-chat with you on the on this latest bit of big news from the Padres. I'm trying to think, didn't they make a similar trade at about this time within the last year or two? And I you know how things just kind of run together, Scraby. But this is not the first time that the Padres have gone into spring training and then added somebody huge.
Well, they did add, I mean, I don't know how big it is, but Sean Manaea they added last year, or 2 years ago, I mean.
2 years ago, yeah. Last year they added Michael Wacha, but that was a free agent signing. They added him after spring training started.
You know, so. The chat is going wild with some people are very excited. Some people are very nervous. Some people are not believing it altogether. I think we have to find out what they gave away first before
we do.
Because
we definitely do.
We definitely
have to find out what they gave away. You can't rate this trade.
Here's Brandon on the YouTube chat. But he says, but Scraby, who's to say they don't flip him next year like they did Soto? The James Wood-Abrams trade will haunt us for years. Number one, James Wood has not made his debut that I know of yet. So I don't understand how we could say he's going to haunt us for years. But number two, CJ Abrams didn't really have a spot in the team anymore. They needed to trade him because there were so many people in the infield to begin with.
Well, don't also, and I'm not saying that, you know, James Wood might really amount to something. I know he's been mashing some balls this spring.
He has.
And I know that C.J. Abrams, you know, started to come into his own. The Padres did not get nothing for C.J. Abrams and James Wood in that trade, okay? The first thing they got was a year and a half of Juan Soto, which included Soto helping them reach the National League Championship Series.
Good point, good point.
So that's part of it. The second part of what they got in that trade was Michael King and Johnny Brito and Randy Vasquez and Drew Thorpe and Kyle Higashioka. Because remember, all of those guys ended up coming here in the trade that sent Juan Soto to New York. Those are guys that would not be here if the Padres didn't originally have Juan Soto. So I understand that there are people who think that the Padres got fleeced by the Nationals because we don't have Juan Soto anymore, and they still have C.J. Abrams, and they still have James Wood, and they still have Mackenzie Gore, and et cetera, et cetera. But it's not like the Padres have nothing in return for that.
Absolutely not.
So make sure you keep that in mind. You may like the Washington side better. You may like the Padres side better. You may like the Yankees side better than both of those. But if you're going to be factual, if you're going to come on and you're going to say, hey, you know, we flipped Juan Soto and now we're without C.J. Abrams and James Wood. Well, you are without those guys, but you do have a bunch of guys that are here. So, you know, it's interesting. People react only to the biggest names in the trade.
It's true.
But it's the whole trade that you have to look at. I feel like I'm between a rock and a hard place here, Scray, because I really want to, you know, be excited by this acquisition of Dylan Cease. But until I know what they had to give up, you know, I need to temper my comments. And I also have to be concerned because Dylan Cease really wasn't that good last year. So what happened between 2022 and 2023? And, you know,
I'm just going to chalk it up to the White Sox were terrible last year.
And they were not good in 2022 either, though.
No, but I'm looking at those 3 years, these last 3 years where he's kind of put himself on the map. And he has started 32 or more games in all 3 years. He's struck out over 200 batters in all 3 years. His ERA in 21 was 3.91. I feel like last year was just a tough year. And he's only 28 years old. So everybody out there is saying that he's going to be washed in a few years. He's only 28. He's only been in the league for 4 years, it says, on SpotTrack.
The one thing I knew about Dylan Cease, Scraby.
Yes.
He replaces Matt Carpenter on the team as a guy who has a standout mustache.
He does have a pretty good mustache, I will say. I got to say.
I don't know if you like it or not, But it's a standout mustache, right?
Matt it's Carpenter very standout.
Yes, it is. So that is something you will be. We will have again this year, and hopefully this mustachioed player will do far better than the last one did here in San Diego. But I don't know. I think it's look. If you were disappointed, if you were heartbroken, if you were distraught when Juan Soto was traded, you know what? This is a big name coming back the other way.
It is.
So you should be excited about it, at least for the moment. You know, there's never any guarantee in any trade. I don't care who or what it is. But for now, I mean, I think most of the Padre fans have been dying to get somebody on this roster with a big name. They just got one. So let's be happy about that for a moment.
Yes. It's really funny, this whole reaction to breaking news is that, you know, you and I can't really do anything until we know, as you've said, but we're getting like, oh, these guys don't know what they're talking about. Like, we do, but we don't know what in the world they gave up. So if they give up Fernando Tatis Jr., then I'm probably going to say the trade was a mistake. But we just don't.
With all due respect to our great chat people.
Yes.
How is it that we don't know what we're talking about? What information do they want?
They want
to know who he was traded for?
No, they say Chris. Should I just read it, Chris?
Why not?
Says Chris sounds dumb right now. Cease just struck out 7 in 3 innings the other day. Ha!
So how do I sound dumb?
I don't know. Everybody. This is what we deal with on the chat from time to time.
How do I sound dumb? I think he's a really good pitcher.
Well, you said he was terrible, and really he struck out 7 in a spring training game that didn't even matter.
I didn't say he was terrible. I said he had a pretty bad year last year. I don't think you can argue that.
Side
statistics
note:
will back that up.
Cactus Man said, "I just backed into a parking spot, and I'm proud of myself." We do have one phone call, Chris, or we have a couple phone calls actually, and let's get started with Brandon, and then we'll see where we're at, and then I'll take some more phone calls next hour. But Brandon and El Cajon, you are on.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Pretty good.
Hi,
what's
Brandon.
Up? What's on your mind?
Hey, you know, anytime I hear that AJ Preller made some big move, I think, okay, the Padres just got hosed down again. He's gotten just fleeced in pretty much everything he's done. I think by the time he leaves this team, it's going to be, I mean, you're going to have a bunch of players getting paid a big money to be out of baseball. It's just, I liked it a lot better when they were letting the young guys play. And A.J. Preller was not heard from at all. So I don't know. Maybe it'll turn out good, but it'll probably turn out like the Soto deal and, Nola trade. He should have been fired years ago.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion.
I don't think you're alone. I don't think you're alone in that thinking, Brandon. There are people that don't like A.J. Preller. Again, I don't want to go back through the Soto trade again, but you ended up getting within a couple of games of the World Series after you acquired Juan Soto. I don't know that you can say that that was the sole reason why, but it certainly didn't hurt to have him on that roster in 2022. So to say that you got completely fleeced in that trade again, we have to wait to see what Michael King and Drew Thorpe and Johnny Brito and Randy Vasquez do.
Yeah,
I mean, if those guys wind up being the soul of your rotation for the next 6 or 7 years, the Juan Soto trade from Washington and back him to New York could turn out to be a tremendous trade. The Austin Nola trade from Seattle basically sucked. But how about the Jake Cronenworth deal that we got from Tampa Bay? How about Blake Snell from Tampa Bay? To say that every trade that A.J. Preller has ever made, he gets fleeced, just isn't accurate.
No,
it's just not accurate. You can always find something to fit your narrative and find a trade that didn't work. But if you can find one that didn't work, I can probably find one that did. And, you know, until the Padres win the World Series, and that is the only way it will ever happen, there will be those who question A.J. Preller and his abilities. But I will tell you that nobody can win the big one as a coach, player, or general manager. Nobody can win the big one until they've won the big one. And that's just the way it goes in sports. That's just how it is. Dan Marino couldn't win the big one. To this point, Brock Purdy can't win the big one.
Well, leave Brock out of this.
All right, I know.
Leave Brock out of this. The guy just got married over the weekend. Come on.
But my you get my point. You know, if you don't win the big one, you can't win the big one.
No,
that's just how we do it in sports. That's just how we do it. So
it's true.
I think Brandon is obviously an AJ Preller hater, and he's not alone.
He's not because alone. I'm seeing some people saying that they just don't trust AJ and they think that he's going to get fleeced. But you can't get fleeced if you don't try. Is that right, Chris?
I think that's a fair statement, Scrape. That's fair.
All right. Thank you. Man, the reaction is coming in fast and furious right now. So I basically have the rest of my night planned out, Chris.
All right. I'm going to head on over to Thomas and Mack Arena. The Aztec women, they are going to pull off a stunner, just like the Padres just pulled off a stunner in acquiring Dylan Cease. I'll be back in studio with you tomorrow, Scraby. But you out there, don't go anywhere. Padres conversation continues. Phone calls continue with Mr. Scraby all the way until 7 o'clock. So enjoy that. Good job today, Scrabe, and I'll see you tomorrow.
You too. All right. Not congrats, but can't wait for that championship call.
I'll make it.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow, Chris.
Yep.
All right. With that, more Dylan Cease and the Padres conversation next on 97.3 The Fan.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back to the program. Casello, Matt Scraby in San Diego. I'm in Las Vegas. And if you're just tuning into the program and you're a Padre fan, this is the easiest line of the day, Scraby. You can now cease worrying about the Padres getting themselves a big name player.
I do like that.
It was so easy that it deserved a rim shot. Padres have acquired Dylan Cease from the Chicago White Sox. News that just came down no more than 10 minutes ago. And we appreciate you being tuned in so that you would be among the first to have that knowledge as we're able to pass it along to you. Dylan Cease, Jeff Passan reported it shortly after about, 4:13, Scraby, I would say.
It was actually 4:13, I believe he tweeted.
4:13 is the actual time.
Yes, one of those two.
But the Padres do have Dylan Cease now. The question that everybody wants to know, who did they have to get rid of in order to get Dylan Cease? And we don't know the answer to that.
We do not.
Everybody is guessing on Twitter who it might be. And that's just a waste of your time. So, you know, you go ahead and guess and have some fun. But let's just wait until we find out who it is. It's going to be prospects. Dennis Lynn reported that much. So I don't think you have to worry about Jackson Merrill going anywhere.
Yeah.
You may have to worry about somebody like a Drew Thorpe. You may have to worry about somebody like a Robbie Snelling. I'm not sure. I don't know. You can worry about whoever you want to worry about. But until we know, who the Padres are giving up. It's a little difficult to rate this, but I will say this, Scraby, just what? Judging by the reaction that we're getting in the chat room and on our phones, my phone, your phone, everybody, people are pretty darn excited about this news here in San Diego. I mean, it's as if we've been waiting for something like this to happen.
Yes, it is. I mean, it's really... I didn't honestly think that we were going to see anything big happen until maybe middle of the season, just because of how things have been going, and it just didn't seem like it was looking like they were going to do something like that.
Well, you never can give up on A.J. Preller. You can't. I mean, he's always out there looking for the next big thing, and he's looking for a way to find the next big thing. And you can put some restraints on him, right?
Yes.
Don't let him spend as much money as he did last year, and he'll still figure out a way to get somebody and make a big, big, big splash. So, you know,
I think
this isn't the first time he's done this.
No, and I think we need to reset the fact that he is under control for the next two seasons, because on the chat I'm getting some people that are like, well, why would we trade some of the prospects and for this guy who's going to be gone in a couple years, or he's going to be doing the free agent thing in a couple years? Well, he is going to be on the team for 2024. He is going to be on the team in 2025, and then you can worry about it after that.
Well, I'm not going to worry about that. I'm going to enjoy what we've got right now. Apparently, the Texas Rangers were in the running along with the Padres to acquire Dylan Cease. This is according to a story that just came in The Athletic by Dennis Lynn. The Padres agreed to part with a, and here's his wording, a steep package of young talent. And that is according to Major League sources who were briefed on the discussion. The return is not yet known, but the trade, first reported by ESPN's Jeff Passan, will amount to the latest stunning move by Padres president of baseball operations, A.J. Preller. So that is about as up-to-date as we can give you. Now, here's the only negative here. I have to go at the top of the hour.
Yes.
But the good news for all of you is Scraby's not going anywhere. He's going to be here from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock. He's also going to be here from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock with the Scraby Chronicles. And we are going to open up the phones to you Padre fans at 833-288-0973. So if you have any comments or any thoughts, or if you're excited or you're disappointed or you're frustrated or whatever it is, give us a call, and we'll be happy to chit-chat with you on the on this latest bit of big news from the pod. I'm trying to think, didn't they make a similar trade at about this time within the last year or two? And I you know how things just kind of run together, Scraby. But this is not the first time that the Padres have gone into spring training and then added somebody huge.
Well, they did add, I mean, I don't know how big it is, but Sean Manaea they added last year, or 2 years ago, I mean.
2 years ago, yeah. Last year they added Michael Wacha, but that was a free agent signing. They added him after spring training started.
The chat is going wild with some people are very excited. Some people are very nervous. Some people are not believing it altogether. I think we have to find out what they gave away first before
we definitely do. Definitely have to find out what they gave away. You can't rate this trade.
Here's Brandon on the YouTube chat, but he says, but Scraby, who's to say they don't flip him next year like they did Soto? The James Wood Abrams trade will haunt us for years. Number one, James Wood has not made his debut that I know of yet, so I don't understand how we could say he's going to haunt us for years. But number two, CJ Abrams didn't really have a spot in the team anymore. They needed to trade him because there were so many people in the infield to begin with.
Well, don't also, and I'm not saying that, you know, James Wood might really amount to something. I know he's been mashing some balls this spring.
He has.
And I know that C.J. Abrams, you know, started to come into his own. The Padres did not get nothing for C.J. Abrams and James Wood in that trade, okay? The first thing they got was a year and a half of Juan Soto, which included Soto helping them reach the National League Championship Series.
Good point.
So that's part of it. The second part of what they got in that trade was Michael King and Johnny Brito and Randy Vasquez and Drew Thorpe and Kyle Higashioka. Because remember, all of those guys ended up coming here in the trade that sent Juan Soto to New York. Those are guys that would not be here if the Padres didn't originally have Juan Soto. So I understand that there are people who think that the Padres got fleeced by the Nationals because we don't have Juan Soto anymore, and they still have C.J. Abrams, and they still have James Wood, and they still have Mackenzie Gore, and et cetera, et cetera. But it's not like the Padres have nothing in return for that.
Absolutely not.
So make sure you keep that in mind. I'm not. You may like the Washington side better. You may like the Padres side better. You may like the Yankees side better than both of those. But if you're going to be factual, if you're going to come on and you're going to say, hey, you know, we flipped Juan Soto, and now we're without C.J. Abrams and James Wood. Well, you are without those guys, but you do have a bunch of guys that are here. So, you know, it's interesting. People react only to the biggest names in the trade.
It's true.
But it's the whole trade that you have to look at. I feel like I'm between a rock and a hard place here, Scray, because I really want to, you know, be excited by this acquisition of Dylan Cease. But until I know what they had to give up, you know, I need to temper my comments. And I also have to be concerned because Dylan Cease really wasn't that good last year. So what happened between 2022 and 2023? And, you know,
I'm just going to chalk it up to the White Sox were terrible last year.
And they're not good in 2022 either, though.
No, but I'm looking at those 3 years, these last 3 years where he's kind of put himself on the map. And he has started 32 or more games in all 3 years. He's struck out over 200 batters in all 3 years. His ERA in 21 was 3.91. I feel like last year was just a tough year. And he's only 28 years old. So everybody out there is saying that he's going to be washed in a few years. He's only 28. He's only been in the league for 4 years, it says, on SpotTrack.
The one thing I know about Dylan Cease, Scraby.
Yes.
He replaces Matt Carpenter on the team as a guy who has a standout mustache.
He does have a pretty good mustache, I will say. I got to say.
I don't know if you like it or not, but it's a standout mustache, right?
Matt Carpenter very standout.
Yes, it is. So that is something we will have again this year. And hopefully this mustachioed player will do far better than the last one did here in San Diego. But I don't know. I think it's, look, if you were disappointed, if you were heartbroken, if you were distraught when Juan Soto was traded, you know what? This is a big name coming back the other way.
It is.
So you should be excited about it, at least for the moment. You know, there's never any guarantee in any trade. I don't care who or what it is. But for now, I mean, I think most of the Padre fans have been dying to get somebody on this roster with a big name. They just got one. So let's be happy about that for a moment.
Yes. It's really funny, this whole reaction to breaking news is that, you know, you and I can't really do anything until we know, as you've said, but we're getting like, oh, these guys don't know what they're talking about. Like, we do. But we don't know what in the world they gave up. So if they give up Fernando Tatis Jr., then I'm probably going to say the trade was a mistake. But we just don't
with
know
all yet. With all due respect to our great chat people.
Yes.
How is it that we don't know what we're talking about? What information do they want? They want to know who he was traded for?
No, they say Chris. Should I just read it, Chris?
Why not?
Says Chris sounds dumb right now. Cease just struck out 7 in 3 innings the other day. Ha!
So how do I sound dumb?
I don't know. Everybody. This is what we deal with on the chat from time to time.
How do I sound dumb? I think he's a really good pitcher.
You said he was terrible, and he struck out 7 in a spring training game that didn't even matter.
I didn't say he was terrible. I said he had a pretty bad year last year. I don't think you can argue that.
Side
statistics
note.
Statistics will back that up.
Cactus Man said, I just backed into a parking spot and I'm proud of myself. We do have one phone call, Chris, and or we have a couple phone calls, actually. And let's get started with Brandon, and then we'll see where we're at, and then I'll take some more phone calls next hour. But Brandon and El Cajon, you are on.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Pretty good.
Hi,
what's
Brandon.
Up? What's on your mind?
Hey, you know, I anytime I hear that AJ Preller made some big move, I think, okay, the Padres just got hosed down again. He's gotten just fleeced in pretty much everything he's done. I think by the time he leaves this team, it's going to be, I mean, you're going to have a bunch of players getting paid a big money to be out of baseball. I liked it a lot better when they were letting the young guys play. And A.J. Preller was not heard from at all. So I don't know. Maybe it'll turn out good, but it'll probably turn out like the Soto deal and, Nola trade. He should have been fired years ago.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion.
I don't think you're alone. I don't think you're alone in that thinking, Brandon. There are people that don't like A.J. Preller. Again, I don't want to go back through the Soto trade again, but you ended up getting within a couple of games of the World Series after you acquired Juan Soto. I don't know that you can say that that was the sole reason why, but it certainly didn't hurt to have him on that roster in 2022. So to say that you got completely fleeced in that trade again, we have to wait to see what Michael King and Drew Thorpe and Johnny Brito and Randy Vasquez do.
Yeah, we
do. If those guys wind up being the soul of your rotation for the next 6 or 7 years, the Juan Soto trade from Washington and back him to New York could turn out to be a tremendous trade. The Austin Nola trade from Seattle basically sucked. But how about the Jake Cronenworth deal that we got from Tampa Bay? How about Blake Snell from Tampa Bay? To say that every trade that A.J. Preller has ever made, he gets fleeced, just isn't accurate.
No, it's
just not accurate. You can always find something to fit your narrative and find a trade that didn't work. But if you can find one that didn't work, I can probably find one that did. And, you know, until the Padres win the World Series, and that is the only way it will ever happen, there will be those who question A.J. Preller and his abilities. But I will tell you that nobody can win the big one as a coach, player, or general manager. Nobody can win the big one until they've won the big one. And that's just the way it goes in sports. That's just how it is. Dan Marino couldn't win the big one. To this point, Brock Purdy can't win the big one.
What? Leave Brock out of this.
All right, I know.
Leave Brock out of this. The guy just got married over the weekend. Come on.
But you get my point. You know, if you don't win the big one, you can't win the big one.
No,
that's just how we do it in sports. That's just how we do it. So
it's true.
I think Brandon is obviously an AJ Preller hater, and he's not alone.
He's not because alone. Chat, I'm seeing some people saying that they just don't trust AJ and they think that he's going to get fleeced. But you can't get fleeced if you don't try. Is that right, Chris?
I think that's a fair statement, Scrape. That's fair.
All right. Thank you. Man, the reaction is coming in fast and furious right now. So I basically have the rest of my night planned out, Chris.
All right, I'm going to head on over to Thomas and Mack Arena. The Aztec women, they are going to pull off a stunner, just like the Padres just pulled off a stunner in acquiring Dylan Cease. I'll be back in studio with you tomorrow, Scraby. But you out there, don't go anywhere. Padres conversation continues. Phone calls continue with Mr. Scraby all the way until 7 o'clock. So enjoy that. Good job today, Scrabe, and I'll see you tomorrow.
You too. All right, but can't wait for that championship call.
I'll make it.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow, Chris.
Yep.
All right. With that, more Dylan Cease and the Padres conversation next on 97.3 The Fan.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.